The Truth News Network. We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about.
This is TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's Dan Newman.
And you know what? I'm going to apologize, kinda, for not being here the last couple of days. I want to say congratulations to the LSU Tigers, who upset number 8, the Miami Hurricane. Tigers go into that game, or went into that game, ranked number 25. Quite an upset in the Jerry Dome or AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And in case you didn't know it, I'm from Louisiana. Love Louisiana. Love Louisiana Tigers football, LSU. And so congratulations, Tigers. We'll see what's ahead. But while I was gone, we really looked into a lot of stuff going on around us. And this week, you're going to hear and read a bunch of really good stuff. Today's title is Chain, Chain, Chain. This article's title is in part an acknowledgement of the loss of one of America's greatest singers of all time. Aretha Franklin was a champion to all American musicians, songwriters, singers. In my radio broadcasting career, in my first life, I fell in love with her songs. She will be sorely missed. The other part of the title's purpose? Americans today wish the lyrics of the great Aretha Franklin song would be changed from chain, chain, chain to change, change, change. But nope. No change. What's up? Well, in that song, one of her lyrics said this: "You got me where you want me. I ain't nothing but your fool. You treated me mean, oh, you treated me cruel." Aretha could have been singing about today's U.S. Congress in her hit Chain, 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 especially with that lyric. I now know why the founders set congressional terms at 2 years, Senate terms at 6. The problem is, congressional members really don't care what or why the founders did so. Job number one for everyone on Capitol Hill seems to be maintain the status quo. Why not just dial back the nation's political atmosphere to that of the late 1700s? The legislation would be dramatically different than today, and there would certainly be more accomplishments in Congress. Remember this: Washington, D.C. was not the site for the first Congress. During the 1790s, while Philadelphia served as the nation's temporary capital, the U.S. Congress met problems and threats to the nation that tested the endurance of the Constitution and the Republic that was framed by the Constitution. Domestic issues of finance, taxation, sectionalism, Indian affairs, and slavery divided the delegates into bitter political camps, and international relations morphed into disagreements as well. Partisan politics aside, Congress during this decade forged a government that remained intact, despite projections of failure from the prevailing monarchies overseas. Imagine if this Congress functioned as those first Congresses did. They, too, faced amazing challenges and roadblocks, some similar to today's, some were different. But what was truly different was that those early U.S. governments found ways to, every day, put aside partisanship and personal differences, and they got the people's business done. So let's fast forward to where we are today, and I think you know where I'm going. Supreme Court confirmation hearing. There certainly is no change in the attitude of those sitting at the table in Senate confirmation hearings of Brett Kavanaugh. Democrats on that committee have all already publicly announced they do not and will not support Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation. Why is that? Well, they give no substantive explanation other than they think he, if confirmed, would support any abortion and or gun laws if any should come before the court. His history, upon which they universally base this decision to oppose his confirmation, is this. And this. Wait a minute. You didn't hear me say what they were, did you? Well, There are no opinions, no writings, no speeches given by Brett Kavanaugh upon which any member of the Senate could base their opinion that he is unworthy of their votes. Here's their reason, folks. Democrats and others on the left feel abortion is the right of every woman. And even though they have a Supreme Court of the United States confirmed law that provides that legal right to all, you know it well, Roe v. Wade, they all are horrified that abortion might someday be ruled illegal by the Supreme Court. And they are petrified that Justice Brett Kavanaugh, if he's confirmed, might cast the deciding vote on the overturn of Roe v. Wade. Forget about the law in existence and forget about precedents. It's been challenged again and again. No matter what they think and what they think might happen, abortion is legal in the U.S. Political historians, current and past federal judges, and federal law scholars pretty much in unison state, however, that if Roe v. Wade is ever challenged at the Supreme Court on its legal structure alone, not abortion itself, but the structure of the law, it would fail. But on principle, it's going to stand, which will keep abortion legal, unless a future Supreme Court faces a challenge of the law's legal structure. And here's the other thing. Surely they realize that even if Roe is ever overturned, the legality termination of abortion will simply go back to the states where it was before. Then, determination of abortion will be state by state once again. And all the fear and all the threats of women having to go to a back alley butcher, I heard it today, they're false. All those are for is to whip up their base. They're trying to do everything they can to discredit Brett Kavanaugh. So why the uproar? It's not even about abortion at all. Pro-choice is simply the face of a socialist movement. Their agenda goes far beyond just abortion rights, far beyond gun control. It includes the fundamental changes to U.S. law and American rights. Barack Obama made it very clear when he started all of this, and it had started before, but he formalized it, put it in a capsule, and said, here it is. He wanted to lead the fundamental transformation of America. And it even includes changing a fundamental principle held dearly by all Americans since the Declaration of Independence, the right to vote. You heard me, folks. The right to vote. We're not going to get into that today, but in the future, we will show you the evidence that Democrats are even contemplating, especially if they win the House, of making the right to vote obsolete. So, what is the agenda of the Kavanaugh hearings? In Judge Kavanaugh's Senate confirmation hearings, which started on Tuesday, there were no questions from the senators, but there will be questions, answers, accusations, and a whole batch of assumptions Wednesday and moving forward about the following: Roe v. Wade, gun rights, immigration, public education versus private education, the First Amendment, Roe v. Wade, executive department authority, same-sex marriage, Roe v. Wade. Now, put Roe v. Wade three times in the list because in the hearings, it was and will be mentioned and discussed in questions and answers at least 30% of the time. We know that. That is the dog whistle of the left, Roe v. Wade. Senators, probably by the time you read this or listen to it, will have already begun Q&A with the nominee. It goes this way, or at least it's scheduled this way, 30 minutes each in the first round, 20 minutes each in round two. What that means is Republican members will use 25 of their 30 allotted minutes in the first round, and they'll do that as an accommodation to the confirmation process to save time, and then 15 of their 20 minutes in the second round for the same reason. Democrats, however, they'll be allotted 30 minutes too. They're going to use 35 to 40 minutes just because they're going to demand the right to do that. And that was evident in the Tuesday hearing. And in case you missed Tuesday's initial hearing chapter, let me just boil it down for you. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, set the rules for the hearing up front, but was instantly, when gaveling the hearing open, interrupted by Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat of California, and 2020 presidential candidate. I can promise you that. She was demanding immediate adjournment of the hearing because senators had not had enough time to read necessary documents to prepare for the Kavanaugh hearings. She continued to interrupt Grassley about the same subject over and over and over again. Two, Democrat senator after Democrat senator demanded adjournment for the same reason as Harris. They needed to, quote, learn more about how Brett Kavanaugh, if confirmed, would rule on controversial cases based on his notes in previous cases. This complaint continued even though they had been provided more than 400,000 pages of notes, case history, his financial records, his education records, witness testimony, and on from and about Kavanaugh. Three, all this in the shadow of this one glaring fact that revealed the animus, the hatred and partisanship of the left. Appellate Judge Kavanaugh had written 307 opinions on cases that came in front of his court, were ruled on, and he was chosen to write the opinion. 307. If they want to know what his judicial record is on any one particular issue that will find its way into the Supreme Court docket, they certainly have documentation to prove it to them. 400,000 pages of notes, 307 opinions that he wrote. How do you measure what a judge thinks about issues he or she has ruled on? Read the opinions. Four, the harsh reality of Democrat reasoning for this issue is clear. Their only intention is to discredit Brett Kavanaugh in every way possible and disrupt these confirmation hearings. How do I know that? It was revealed today. They had a conference call over the weekend and set a plan in motion to do exactly what they did in the Tuesday hearing: obstruct the hearing with constant interruptions and attacks of Kavanaugh. And their attacks on Judge Kavanaugh on Tuesday were not for his case results or his opinions. He participated in over 2,000 court decisions. But on the process of these hearings led by Grant, the process of the hearings, nothing substantive at all. And the process was exactly the same as the process used in the Gorsuch hearings, for which no one had any issue or expressed any problem. Number five, how vile was it? Well, the most glaring proof of that was in the Tuesday hearing, Judge Kavanaugh's two young daughters had to be removed from the hearing so they would not see and hear how nasty, rude, and bombastic Democrat senators were to their father. I'm just plain embarrassed for that. More just ahead. Sit tight. It's up next at the Truth News Network.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Morning face. You get it when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks! Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry! Save the children! Save them! Stay back, I've got mace!
Ow, that went in my eyes!
Quit moving!
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA, love your home.
Truth, justice, the American way.
The Truth News Network. Once again, here's Dan Newman.
Well, I recorded and watched the replay of Judge Kavanaugh's opening statement at Tuesday's hearing. I was amazed at his composure, his positive attitude, and his grasp of the meaning of being a Supreme Court nominee and what it will mean if he's confirmed. He made it clear in his statement that he is proud of the work completed in his 12 years as a D.C. Appeals Court judge. He has no hesitation in supporting or declining support in each decision that was reached by that court. But not many can say that in looking back on their 12 years on their job, that there's nothing they change. I know for me, I can look back on the jobs that I've had in my career, and I can promise you there would be things that I would change. Kavanaugh emphasized that his fundamental basis for every one of his rulings was his undying commitment to the rule of law. For those of our liberal members, before attacking Judge Kavanaugh during these hearings, please don't listen to someone else's summary of any of Judge Kavanaugh's written opinions. Yep, there are 307 of those, and there are quite a few, and they're lengthy. I know, because I picked up and read several, but it's worth your time to at least Google those, grab at least a few, and read them. Once you do that, I suggest you do what is apparent Democrats are so far unwilling to do. Question the judge for what he actually did in consideration and forming opinions on specific cases. A real and accurate measure of a nominated judge is not what he or she says. A real and accurate measure of any judge is what he or she actually does on cases. These confirmation hearings illustrate the vast chasm between what Congress in the 1790s did to operate our government and this Congress, especially this U.S. Senate. I'm certain there were partisan differences and controversial and heated debates back in the 1790s, but those members of Congress knew one thing superseded all partisanship and all personal opinion: the rule of law, and the justices with whom they may have had personal or political differences, but who had a history of supporting the U.S. Constitution and were qualified, that were nominated by the president, should be confirmed to the court. This Senate better get the job done, or the midterm and 2020 elections are going to be a bloodbath, regardless what the mainstream media polls say today. And folks, that's a prediction from the Truth News Network. Now listen up. I can't think of a better way to end this show today by honoring the Queen of Soul, Detroit's own Aretha Franklin, with her song that is actually a tribute to today's story. Listen to it with me. Chain of Fools.
Chain, chain, chain.
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 Chain of fools. For 5 long years, I thought you were my man. But I found out I'm just a link in your chain.
Chain, chain, chain.
Chain, chain, chain.
politics, no political elitism. Read and hear the truth, always sourced from facts.
Real truth, real news, TNN, the Truth News Network.
We'd love to hear from you. Give us an email. Let us know what you think about the Truth News Network. Dan@truthnewsnet.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. So long, everybody.